I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, everybody. How are you? This is Bill Williamson, and this is Silver and Black Pride. This is our weekly, weekly podcast. All choked up at the end of this season. More of the same as we wrap up week 18, wrap up the season, go into off-season mode. It's going to be a fascinating off-season. We're going to be talking about a lot of quarterbacks, I am sure. The season ended with a thud. It was always the Raiders' calling card this year, how they were always in the games. Well, they weren't in the game against the Chiefs, and they got punched. It was a lame game, boring game. The Raiders only had four games that truly didn't go, four games that weren't one score games. But most of those one score games were just chaotic. And, it was two wins against Texans, an awful football team, and the Broncos, an awful football team that they didn't go down to the wire. And then two blowout losses against the Chiefs and then the Saints, of course. And then you look back at the season, there's just so many bad losses, The Jeff Saturday wins one game, and it's his first one against the Raiders. Baker Mayfield, who were pretty spry as the Rams quarterback down the stretch, but, he beats them on 48 hours notice. Just so many incredible things, the five blown losses. It's just going to be remembered for so much badness. They had one of the easiest schedules in the league. They got a lot of breaks in games, a lot of fumbles by the opponents, a lot of missed field goals by the opponents. I know they had some injuries, and Waller and Renfro certainly helped, but, there's much more injured teams out there, and it just wasn't a good season, and very disappointing. And then you have Jacobs with over 1,500 yards rushing. Congrats to him for winning the rushing title, only the second Raider to do it since Marcus Allen 37 years ago. And then Devontae Adams gets his 1,500 yards. It's the fifth time a team has had a 1,500-yard receiver and a 1,500-yard rusher. And guess what? The other four teams, those teams, 6-11, just dog crap. And I point it, and it's McDaniels. All these things I've been saying, it's McDaniels. It's McDaniels. It's McDaniels. It's his. He hasn't done a good job as a head coach, and he hasn't done a good job in head coaching. Three seasons, Denver for almost 2 years, and now Las Vegas. He's 17-28 as a head coach. He's not a good head coach yet. He can become one. We all can become things. We all can improve. But he hasn't shown it yet. And I never liked this fit. I'm not sitting here bragging. I just never liked the fit. When it looked like they were going to be hiring a coach, I said Doug Peterson would be a nice fit for them. And, some people didn't like that, and everybody has their opinions. Well, Doug Peterson's, he brought the lowly Jaguars to the playoffs. And if you look at his, he's got a Super Bowl win. He's a good coach. He's not this, just something about, I give McDaniel some credit because he was really a bad leader in Denver. I covered the AFC West then, so I was living there in Denver at the time, so I kind of know a lot about what went on there. And he didn't treat players real well. He didn't treat a lot of people well. And when he got hired by the Raiders, he acknowledged that, and he said it's something he had to work on. And I don't think that was an issue in Las Vegas this year. I don't think he treated people poorly. I think the players like him okay. I just don't know if he has it as a head coach. And that's really crucial. And, you know, Devonta Adams was talking the other day, and, you know, like, what things need to get done. And he mentioned scheme, and he mentioned scheme one time during the season. You know, I think scheme's an issue. And it just blows me away that you have Adams, and you have Jacobs, and you have Crosby. And you can't win. I mean, these are quality football players. High-level elite dudes. And you just can't win.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Defense is awful. 13 takeaways, franchise record. You know, just awful. Adams said last week that, yeah, hey, I do want to come back. But he said, hey, I want to make this thing work. I didn't get the tone from him that he's overly happy with the situation. I mean, he didn't come here to see Derek Carr leave, but certainly there's more reasons, as he said. He grew up a Raider fan. He's from the West Coast. He's closer to home. He bought a house in Las Vegas. I think he really wants to make it work, but it hasn't been a great start. This is not what he envisioned. Do I think Devonta Adams plays for another team down the road? Yeah, I do. Might be 3 years down the road, might be 4 years down the road, might be 5 years down the road, but yeah, I do. But, you know, enjoy him while you got him. He's a tremendous football player. So fun to watch. What an absolute talent. But at least he wants to make this work. Last week on the podcast, I talked about Jarrett Stidham, and, you know, the question was, is it sustainable? And he didn't play well against the Chiefs. He had a couple moments, and he ran, he's got nice mobility. I just don't know if he can be the starter. I think he might be a guy who can, what he did, you know, spell a team here and there. But, I don't, you know, if you go in, if you draft a rookie and you don't think he's ready and you have Stidham start for a little bit, maybe that can work. There's so much going on. There's talk about Jimmy G. There's talk about Brady. And his stuff's just going to go and go and go. And the car stuff's going to go and go and go. And this is what we're going to be talking about for the next 6, 7 weeks, 8 weeks. And then we got Josh Jacobs, his future. I think they figured it out. He said today, hey, it has to make sense, but this is where I want to be. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, they're going to have the room to do it, and they want it, but they're also going to have to get a defense, and that's not easy. I mean, how many defensive starters are they going to need? Seriously, how many? It's something to talk about. And it's going to be a lot. Some guys didn't make that. Morig didn't play well this year. After he came back from injury, Nate Hobbs didn't play well. That's on coaching, isn't it? Because these guys had played well before. And these guys got to coach them up. They got to coach these guys up better. McDaniel's hemmed and hawed about whether he's going to make any changes to his staff. Maybe by the time you listen to this, there will be changes. I don't know. Doesn't sound like Graham's going anywhere. I'm telling you what, pressure's going to be on Graham next year. Pressure's going to be on McDaniel's next year. And they're going to have to go, 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 go. And they're going to have to figure it out because it's very disappointing. And that's, you know, it was just a very disappointing season. And the last game was very disappointing. And there's fans from the other teams flocking. Mark Davis reportedly is upset. Of course he is. But I don't know how you're going to stop this. And that's something that, you know, I remember after the decision to be moved to Vegas was made, I was talking to Mark Padain. And I'm like, hey, you know, Mark, this is going to be like a Super Bowl for visiting teams every year, every week. And he goes, yeah, I know, but it's going to be fun. I'm like, yeah, it is fun. It's awesome. Hey, I think Las Vegas is great for the Raiders. It's so cool. I went to my first game there this year. It was tremendous. But what's going to happen when they play the Packers next year? What's going to happen when they play the Vikings next year? What's going to happen when they play the New York Giants? All these teams that judge every year with the Chiefs. these teams that travel well are just taking over, especially the teams from the NFC that travel well, because they only going to come once every 8 years. Imagine when the Buffalo Bills come there. They were there in 2020. The Raiders play in Buffalo this year. What's going to be the, you know, it's takeover, and Mark's just going to have to deal with it. And, you know, and Mark's the common denominator here, too. No, there's no more Derek Carr. You know, it was always, okay, the different coaches. Carr's here, and they're losing. Well, now it's Mark Davis, and it's on him, and he's got to figure it out. And him being blindly, you know, believing in McDaniels, I just don't know. So, nothing real revelation this week. It's just a very frustrating time, very disappointing, very surprising. I thought this was an 11-12 win team, and I really did. And I'm not some blow smoke up your butt guy. You know, I've been accused of being harsh. I don't feel I'm harsh either. I feel like I just work off of what's going on. If they win, I say good things. If they lose, I say bad things. Because when you win, good things happen. When you lose, bad things happen. And I didn't expect the bad things. I really didn't, but here we are. So we'll get after it next week. You be good. You be happy. Take care. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver Black Friday. Take it easy, everybody.